Get ready to listen, learn, and earn CE hours. This podcast features content from an accredited CE activity provided by Calibri Healthcare. Visit elitelearning.com/podcasts for accreditation and disclosure statements and instructions on how you may be able to earn CE credits.
I remember one state, which I will not name, but it was one of my turning point states. And when I went to visit one of the hog farms, I was invited to visit the hog farm, and they had a lot of individuals, workers from not from the U.S. They had brought them in, and they had really no place to stay. They had not access to food because they were way out of town. And anyway, it was really something. So that became the work that we did in Turning Point in that state. We got that turned around where they had housing, and it was a fabulous example of what you can do by putting people out in the field, people who, you know, have policy ideas, but also just what you do and don't do for people, for humans.
Hello, everyone. My name is Leanna McGuire, and I will be your host for this Elite Learning podcast series. I'm really pleased to introduce you to Dr. Bobbi Berkowitz. She is Dean Emerita of the School of Nursing at Columbia University, and she has been recognized as a living legend by the American Academy of Nursing. Welcome, Dr. Berkowitz.
Thank you.
So pleased to have you here. So the focus of today's discussion is about your career. So let's start at the beginning. What brought you into the profession of nursing?
Well, a very long time ago. And at that time, in terms of choices and opportunities, nursing was one opportunity. The other opportunities that women had were things that I wasn't really interested in. So I chose nursing. I also there were some opportunities that nursing offered. So many fields that you could do. At least that's what I was thinking at the time. And within the profession, there was independence. At least that was my understanding. And then probably the biggest one was the ability to make change. So nursing just was a good fit for me. It was a good fit for my entire career, which we will talk about a little bit. But it just was something that I thought would be the best for me, and it turned out that it was.
Well, you certainly have been a driver of change throughout your career. There's no question about that. So it served you and all of us well that you did go into nursing. When you started your career in nursing, did you ever envision it becoming what it has at this point?
Well, when I started, no, not really. There weren't a lot of nurses who had doctoral degrees. In fact, there were probably very few, if any. There were very few nurses that had master's degrees. And so the idea of working sort of beyond what I learned as a nurse was something that challenged me. It was something I wanted, and I sought positions, at least one of my first positions, where I thought I would have an opportunity to grow and develop and move my career a little further. When I graduated from nursing school, the main place that people went was into the hospital. And so that's where I went. And I sort of hate to tell people this because it just sounds bad, but after a year, I just knew it was the wrong choice. And what I wanted to do was public health. There weren't a lot of public health jobs then, but I found a place in a very small rural community in northern Washington State. And, it was absolutely the right thing for me to do.
Excellent. Well, good for you for recognizing that early. I'm curious as to what the public health looked like when you went into it, because there wasn't much of it compared to what it is today.
Right. Well, my I was hired to one, be a kind of a classic public health nurse, where I was given a car, an old, very old car, and an area in the community to, so I'd get my car, I'd have, you know, the classic bag, and I'd go out and visit people individually, usually people who had, women who had new children, new babies, or women who were struggling financially. Single moms were sort of the main point. And then women or who had children, babies, who had diseases or something that they were really struggling with. So it was, you know, for me, the idea of the freedom to, get on the road and go visit people, really understand what their challenges were, which is different than if you're in the hospital, people are sick, you know, out in the field, they're having challenges, but they're, you have opportunities to sort of change the dynamic for folks. So that's why I went into public health. I had a lot of, from that first time in public health for what then I worked into, which was really policy work and working within the Department of Health in Washington State, which wasn't a nursing role. But these were the things that really moved me to a whole different kinds of, work to do. And it was just a really pleasant experience. But I loved that time where I was in that car going to visit families.
That's fantastic. It sounds like it gives an opportunity for autonomy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Yep. Talk to me a little bit more about policy. Why do you feel it's so important? It is, but I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty obvious to me when I was working in the health department, where I kind of started out after the hospital, working in the health department, if you didn't sort of think through what the public health departments ought to be doing, it was easy to get stuck in what was the old way.
Right.
And I got interested in policy because I was doing a lot of different a lot of different roles, but I was at that time I was the director of the health department. I had moved up in rank, and I was tapped by some folks in our state government to come and help with some policy development in the Department of Health. And again, it wasn't a nursing role. They didn't ask me because I was a nurse. They asked me because I had the public health background. And I think that's then, guided me into doing more policy work, which was particularly what I did most of the time.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And again, it wasn't a nursing role. It
right.
But nursing is very clearly a part of that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You've held a lot of positions since leaving patient care, and worked on a lot of different projects. What would you say was your favorite out of all of those, and why?
Well, I don't know if I have a favorite. I think the policy work I really liked very much. I liked working in the legislature. But the problem there is, and I probably shouldn't say this, but it can be challenging with who you're working with in terms of politics. And I learned that right away, and I managed it fine. But it was, it was just something I needed to understand and something I needed to know. But it was a very different role than what I had thought I was going to be doing.
Right.
So I think that was, you know, it positioned me well to, I was recruited when I was in the health department, in the state health department. I was then recruited by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to take on a 10-year-long work called Turning Point. And that was really to work with states. We worked with, I think, 40 states to increase their public health priorities and work. And so for 10 years, I was at the University of Washington. That's where I, you know, that was my home office. But I spent a lot of time visiting these different states. And it was just, so I would say that was really a lot of policy work, but it was also work to really understand what some of these communities were undergoing in terms of doing things for their constituents, but also really struggling with each state had a different sort of idea about policy and about priorities for public health. I'm sure that you know and our listeners know that public health, although it's absolutely essential to the health of the nation, it gets low funding. There's a lot of turnover. It's not always in the most, you know, getting sort of out there with constituents. It's a different kind of a role. And I think that for me personally, to see it from a different dimension in terms of in this work I did for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, it really helped me understand how communities struggle with getting the right resources for public health and the opportunities to work with populations who really need health. I remember one state, which I will not name. But it was one of my Turning Point states. And when I went to visit one of the hog farms, I was invited to visit the hog farm. And they had a lot of individuals, workers, from not from the U.S. They had brought them in. And they had really no place to stay. They had not access to food because they were way out of town. And anyway, it was really something. So that became the work that we did in Turning Point in that state. We got that turned around where they had housing and, you know, it was a fabulous example of what you can do by putting people out in the field, people who, you know, have policy ideas, but also just what you do and don't do for people, for humans, you know.
Yeah.
I had many experiences like that, but it was just, that was probably one of my best experiences in doing that work for 10 years.
I'm curious if you find that public health has more backing since the pandemic or not. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think some. But again, the role of public health, and it's a very complex system, is pretty much, I would say, unknown to a lot of policymakers. I think that we may not always be articulate. We being, you know, the community of people who love public health may not always be articulate in terms of what we're trying to do for individuals. Generally, health departments are pretty, in terms of funds, are generally don't have a lot of funding. They get it from their state, or, you know, you can do grants and things. But I think, yes, that we have times where public health shines because something really special happens. But I would say it's a work in progress, even after all of these years. It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Sure. I'd like to move on to your leadership roles. You've had many throughout the process of all of this, including your dean role for sure. I'd just like to get your opinion for our listeners on what you feel is the biggest difference between being a leader and being a manager of people.
Well, I think leadership is really about guidance and mentoring and finding the best in individuals and giving them the space and the tools to succeed. That is a very different role than sort of a role that is more management.
Got it.
So leaders and managers can be one and the same, but not necessarily. And in my perspective, in having those different, sitting in those different roles, I liked management, but I loved leadership because it was really helping people sort of shine. And management is a different product. You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
So I got the opportunity to do both. And I think if I were to do it all over again, I would do the same thing. I would look for a leadership role. When you're a dean, you're really expected to be a leader, but it doesn't always happen that way.
Sure.
Because in leadership and mentoring and all of that takes time and energy and in my experience as a dean, there was a lot of times where I just had to clean stuff up, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Leadership sounds to me like more of an opportunity to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
absolutely
awesome. Do you have any words of advice for new nurses entering the profession in regards to their own careers? What would you say to our
people? Well, first of all, being in a school of nursing is just the start. That's the start of the career. And it's, in my mind, it's, you know, so I think about the students that we had at Columbia who were, you know, were wonderful. They had such potential and such a drive, but students don't necessarily understand the long term of being in nursing. So to help individuals understand what all the various roles are and what they're being prepared to do, which in my mind is always leadership. I just don't believe that you can be a strong nurse advocate for individuals if you don't have leadership preparation. So I think back to my experience at Columbia, the opportunity to lead a school of nursing at Columbia, it was a super challenging role. I thought I knew a lot about this stuff, but I really learned so much about how to both manage, but also lead with the opportunity to grow and develop both individuals, but also the role of nursing. You know, when you're a dean, you become you begin to understand that most people don't understand what we do. I mean, they get it from the TV or somewhere. They do not understand the magic that nurses can do. And I think I saw that as my role. And I think trying to solve some challenging problems, when working with a team and all of that work was a wonderful career, and it really helped me understand the power and the importance of nursing.
Fantastic. Well, we're all grateful for your contribution to the profession. I'm an RN as well, so I can say that from my heart. We're very appreciative. I think that really having you on this show is just a great way to start off this podcast, because you are a legend, literally and for years, but you are. So,
well, I'm just glad that the legend is a living legend.
Yes.
we used to honor people who were wonderful individuals in the academy, but they generally tended to be lost to us for many reasons.
Yeah.
So living legends it was a great turnaround to do, to do something like that. And it was a real, I was very honored to be seen that way by my colleagues. I've been in the business for a very long time, and I guess if you stick around long enough, good things happen.
That's fantastic. And you actually had your ceremony virtually, I believe, right? That was 2020, correct? Or did you?
Yes. And in fact, a camera person came to our apartment here in Seattle and did two different scenarios. One was the living legend, and then another one was my work. And so I had different wardrobes. It was a lot of fun. But it was during COVID, and it was just a different kind of a thing. But
yes, well, it was well deserved. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Distinguished Careers in Nursing featuring Dr. Bobby Berkowitz. Thank you so much for joining us. So grateful. We encourage you to continue learning as you shape your own careers by exploring the numerous courses available at elitelearning.com. Thank you for listening. My name is Leanna McGuire for Elite Learning by Calibri Healthcare.
This podcast featured content from an accredited CE activity provided by Calibri Healthcare. Visit elitelearning.com/podcasts for accreditation and disclosure statements and instructions on how you may be able to earn CE credits. Take your learning to the next level by subscribing to more podcasts on compelling healthcare topics.